FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something seriously juicy: emotional intelligence. Ever feel like your relationships are more of a tangled mess than a cozy cuddle puddle? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can totally rewrite that script, folks. Emotional intelligence is the secret sauce to unlocking deeper, more meaningful connections. Think of it as your superpower for navigating the beautiful chaos of human interaction. It's all about understanding and managing our own emotions, the good, the bad, and the what was that moments, and being able to read those emotional cues from others. Now, you might be thinking, emotional intelligence sounds kind of fluffy, right? But trust me, it's anything but. This isn't just some feel-good buzzword, it's a game-changer for relationships of all kinds with your partner, your family, your friends, even those awkward encounters at the coffee shop. Here are 5 supercharged takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence and turn your relationships into something truly special. First things first, self-awareness. It's like knowing yourself inside out, your strengths, your weaknesses, your triggers, your go-to comfort food. Don't judge, I've got mine. The key is to pay attention to your emotions without judgment. When you feel that wave of anger washing over you, don't just shove it down. Take a beat, breathe deep, and ask yourself, what's really going on here? Is this about something specific, or am I just having a bad day? Next up, self-regulation. This is all about managing those emotions in a healthy way. Instead of letting anger explode like a volcano, try channeling it into something productive, a good workout, writing in your journal, or even baking a batch of cookies, though, let's be real, that might just fuel the emotional roller coaster. Now, let's talk empathy. This is about stepping into someone else's shoes and truly understanding their perspective, even if it's different from yours. Remember that time your best friend was going through a breakup? How did you support them? That's empathy in action. Effective communication is another key ingredient. It's not just about talking, it's about listening actively and expressing yourself clearly and respectfully. And lastly, social skills, the ability to navigate those tricky social situations with grace and confidence. Think of it as your emotional GPS guiding you through the maze of human interaction. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah and Mark, they've been together for 5 years. Lately, things feel off. They're constantly arguing, their communication is choppy, and there's this thick wall of resentment building between them. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to take charge. She starts practicing self-awareness, paying attention to her own emotions and triggers. She realizes that she tends to get defensive when Mark criticizes her cooking. Who doesn't love a good kitchen debate? She works on self-regulation, finding healthier ways to express her frustration instead of letting it boil over into an explosive argument. Sarah also starts practicing empathy. Instead of assuming the worst when Mark makes a comment that rubs her the wrong way, she tries to understand his perspective. Maybe he's stressed about work, or maybe he's just having a bad day. By communicating openly and honestly, Sarah and Mark are able to bridge that gap, rebuild trust, and rediscover the love they once shared. So remember, developing emotional intelligence isn't about becoming a mind reader or walking on eggshells. It's about showing up authentically, connecting with others on a deeper level, and building relationships that truly thrive. Ready to level up your own relationships? Start by practicing self-awareness today. What emotions are you feeling right now? Acknowledge them, explore them, and don't be afraid to share them with someone you trust. You got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, drop a comment below, share it with your friends, or tag me on social media. I love connecting with you amazing humans. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.